Hey everyone, I'm Hulk, DM for Out of the Abyss, a story where darkness lurks around every corner and secrets hide in the shadows. Thank you for watching, here are our players.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Shambra Kissy Kissy, a Ghostwise Halfling Ranger. Shambra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey everyone, my name is Matt. I'm playing Khazad Doerden, a drow oathbreaker who is trying to get out of the Underdark and start a better life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Storyweaver, and I'm playing Ivan Von Kritch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Hey, it's Brynn. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a halfling rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Mershi, a fairy bard, a con man out to sell you your own secrets.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red cobalt artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Out of the Abyss. Last time, our adventurers had a little bit of a more tense episode. Khazad stood up for Ivan against Fluffle, to which that resulted in both Ivan and Khazad having kind of these realization moments. Which resulted in a sword upgrading and Ivan becoming the creature he was meant to be. Some stone giants came through and attacked the city. Instead of killing them, Shookashak and the rest of the party decided to kind of knock them out. While Flaffle, in the meantime, was dipping and going down towards the other side of the Whirlstone tunnels to close off the exit. So we will actually pick up with Flaffle. And I will go ahead and warn the audience. This might be a little bit of a trigger warning for like gore and horror and stuff. So just be warned. But Flaffle, we will start now as you are just reaching the entrance to the East Cleft District. You begin to scurry up the walls. What is going through your mind right now as you're kind of getting to this point?
Right now, Flaffle's just kind of like formulating, like trying to like piece together what he's going to do. Right now, his plan is basic plan and he's kind of like thinking through things is to try and get to the other entrance since the first entrance is being evacuated and he is going to find some way to seal this tunnel. At this point, Flaffle's thoughts are essentially, he's been a loner. So he tried to play along with like the idea of a group and realized it's not worth it and he is better off by himself and he is just taking care of the problem by himself.
Okay. You climb the barricaded door into the East Cliff District and what you begin to smell is rot and decay mixing in with this familiar phase rust that you've been accustomed to.
He's familiar with the smell of rot and decay too.
Yeah. Reaching the top, you pan over the district to find the other entrance to the Whirlstone Tunnels. However, the scene that you find yourself in is not that of the West Club District. It is of a utter massacre. What you see before you are bodies of Darrow and Duergar guards laying slaughtered. Blood soaking the walls and the ground of the district. Individuals clad in red robes can be seen magically sewing body parts into what can only be described as masses of flesh. Others can be seen using the surrounding phase rust to weave a dark magical smoke into other amalgamations. Towards the back of the ruined district, you see the rotting corpse of a red dragon staring at you. You recognize who this is. It lowers its head in anguish as members of the Keepers of the Flame grab chunks of its flesh and gelatinous scales and begin walking towards the mound they're working on. Two large rib bones are mounted over the tunnel entrance that you're looking for. Almost like trophies. Banners can be seen flying of the Keepers of the Flame, almost as if they've claimed this area for themselves. Before you are able to do anything,
I was about to say, Flaffle is just at this point kind of stuck. Like, he's just staring out at this, not being able to, like, really move as he tries to rationalize. His eyes are just kind of like just stuck, unblinking. I'd say after a few moments, what feels like a while for him, he kind of snaps to, blinks, shakes his head, and immediately like grits his teeth as he reaches into his bag and pulls out every stick of dynamite he's got and begins to try to like twist the fuses together to pretty much throw in the one of the largest bombs he could think to create.
Before you are able to do that, a hand reaches out and touches your shoulder.
Quickly spins around. Yeah.
You see a panicked Droki. Flaffle, not now. Come on.
What do you mean, not now?
We need to go.
If not now, when?
You can't do this on your own.
Tears are starting to well up in his eyes at this point.
Level, could just get down. I'll explain.
How can you explain that?
That is why we need your help. You know me. I'm not a good person. I smuggle things into cities that shouldn't be there. I don't care. I've taken jobs that I'm sure you're used to, but we cannot do this, you and me. You will die.
Flavel's face is twitching as he like grips the dynamite. He takes one last look over his shoulder, bites down.
Fine. Fine. Damn it. Okay, fine. We need to... Damn it!
Say it.
Good.
Just take me to him.
Okay.
Flaffle begrudgingly shoves the dynamite back in his bag and refuses to look back at the scene behind him.
Okay. You guys begin to... He begins to start climbing down again and kind of ushering you to come along. Before you are able to get all the way down, before your head fully crests down over the wall, you see one of the keepers look over and his eyes go wide. They saw you.
Flaffle locks eyes with him for a moment. Just and hate, feel, anger in his eyes.
His face begins to blur. And you see a black dot. Another black dot. And a curved smile staring back at you. And then you start to feel Droki pulling on you.
He kind of snaps back and continues shuffling down.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
We will now move over to the rest of the party. So, Sugarshack, you have just put this last giant to sleep with a command spell. The hustle and bustle of all the guards kind of coming over to make sure the giant is secure. You do start to hear another set of footprints coming out, but not rushed, but it's a stone giant. What are you guys doing in this moment?
Go ahead, Amir.
I was going to say, we all noticed how, like, their eyes were glowing orange, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are they still currently glowing orange?
Their eyes are currently closed. This one, I think you told him to sleep.
Yeah, the one that's approaching.
You can't see him yet. You can just hear his footsteps.
Okay. Where I am in this tunnel that they created to break in, can I see the approaching one?
You can, yes.
Wait.
You see a much larger stone giant. Kind of more ornately dressed, like a sash around, like going across his shoulders and his torso. And he begins to walk out and look and see the stone giant and see you. What do you do?
I am taking a defensive stance. I am still blue right now. Okay. So.
At that point, he would just look at you, see you kind of go defensive, and you would hear, do you speak giant by chance? I believe he does speak calm. He does. Okay. He just goes...
I do speak giant, but yeah.
Are they okay? I mean, no harm. They didn't mean harm.
We think we figured that out.
I am Stone Speaker Hagrim. I am the leader of the Stone Giants here. You are Dreamwalkers, yes?
Dreamwalkers.
Of the... In my culture, the surface is known as the Dream. You are from the Dream.
No.
From behind the tavern.
We're...
Personally.
I believe most of us are actually from here. From
Rinse up a hand as a drow. Yeah.
And it looks around the corner. Drow that do not kill on instinct.
Well, I wouldn't say that just yet, buddy. You don't know my past.
Well, something is to be said as our friend here lays asleep.
The other one was forced to flee.
He ran out the gates that way.
He will return then. What do you all know of madness?
Quite familiar with it.
We're from Menzo Baranzen, so.
Do you understand and have seen what this thing kind of looks around? Evil gas can do, yes?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm a spellcaster, I know better than most.
He kind of kneels down to you, Warden. Here. A gift for letting them see another day.
He'll hold out a hand
its large hand reaches down and places a crystal into yours.
I'm going to start wandering around looking for people that need a bit of healing.
Okay. Does the crystal seem magical in nature?
Yes. It is a long... think of like the crystals from Crash Bandicoot, like the purple ones. I've never
played that game.
Oh no, okay. I will send you just a picture of it.
Okay. I feel like I'm calling myself out for my age here.
No, not at all.
I feel like you might be the youngest one here. I think,
maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to be 34 this year, and I have never played a Crash Bandicoot game.
I played all of them, bro. Fucking love Crash Bandicoot.
Okay.
I was playing, like, Ocarina of Time.
Yeah. I mean, I like Twilight Princess. Ocarina of Time is okay, but I was never really big into Zelda. My wife is.
See, Ocarina of Time was, like, new when I was a kid. I got Majora's Mask, like, the year of release, so.
Yay!
Now I'm showing my age.
But yes, he hands you one of those crystals. This is a treasure for us. I sense you're currently blue, correct?
Yes.
I sense a good person in there.
I want to be.
Don't we all? And kind of looks out at the rest of you. If you need the assistance of the stone giants, we are willing to aid you.
At this point, I think we'll take all the help we can get.
Very well. He begins to pick up his other companion and start to drag him back into the cavern. I will get this one and the other one home safely. And is just kind of looking over Warden.
Hold up there, big guy. As I'm like finishing up healing someone. What are you guys going to do about the mess that was caused? A lot of people probably died from this.
Yes. We will make amends as the relationship of our coexistence here depends on the balance. We will rebuild what was damaged. And we will atone for the deaths. You have my word. Now, let me get this one home. You all...
And at that point, the captain comes rushing up and says, "Oh, goodness gracious. Stone Speaker, let's figure out what happened. You all, can you help with cleanup for now? Or at least get these people, the people of silence.
Like, she goes completely silent?
She goes completely silent and stops moving.
I want to look at her.
Same.
Her neck cracks one way, cracks another, and then the visage relaxes.
Does she, like, crumble?
Or? No.
She's still standing there.
Yep.
I would like to approach and see if she's still alive.
Kazad is like right beside Warden, like covering, because whatever this is, he's ready to smite.
It no longer holds the same voice. You hear, "Aye, so you think some outsiders can come in and disrupt the keepers of the flame?"
You need to let her go.
I am the leader of the keepers of the flame.
Yo, where's your dragon?
In his resting place.
Then how? What do you mean by resting?
Can I?
Our friend
insight that?
Yeah.
Is extremely concerned about where the location of this.
It's a 22 insight.
Cumberchad is. Where is he? Where is his resting place? You're supposed to be the keepers of, like, protectors or something, I believe. Where is he?
You're doing really good, cousin. But his name is Thumber Chow.
Fat dragon.
You're doing good. I'm proud of you.
Okay. The insight check. He's not technically lying, but he is not telling the whole truth.
I kind of wanted to, like, insight specifically the word resting to see if he meant the dragon was dead.
He, based off of context clues of, like, when he says resting place, with a 22, I would say that, yeah, you pick up that meant that has a deeper meaning than just sleeping.
Warden's colors begin to flicker rapidly back and forth between blue and red. And she kind of, like, sort of shuts down.
Okay.
The eternal battle between red versus blue continues.
Suck it, blue.
Damn it. In response to you, Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
He is safe. That you can be sure of. We are keeping
guy him. Who possesses in this kind of way, I don't really trust. You have to understand that I come from a people who do the exact same thing you do, and they're always twisting and bending words. So I'd like some actual physical assurance that he is alive and safe, because again, our little buddy is extremely worried about that, and though he may have been an asshole to me recently, I still care. So where is the fat dragon?
Question.
Yes.
I guess it's...
You can, if you want.
I'm gonna sort of attempt to slink away a little bit.
Okay.
And I want to cast Detect Thoughts.
At that point, as you start to shift to do that, you feel your brain being dug into, and I need a wisdom saving throw.
Even if it's done with, what's the thing called? I'm new to sorcerer stuff.
Subtle spell?
Yep.
Okay, if it's subtle spell, then I would say you would feel that at the same time you're casting. So they don't know that you're casting that yet, but this person had already been doing that beforehand.
Okay. Wisdom save?
Yep.
Okay.
Wisdom save for...
Anybody have any auras?
Not yet.
Guidance. That can unknowingly.
Not till next level.
Hang on. I say that. Let me look. Let me look.
No, we don't
got an aura. It doesn't do anything, but he's got an aura.
We don't get aura of protection until sixth level.
DM.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Bramble.
Bramble. Yeah.
I was just gonna say one of Shampra's lizards runs over to Shookashack and places a little hand on it. So I'll use my bountiful luck for a reroll.
And can I say that like Ivan has since Shookashack was talking to him and giving him like a yeah you're doing good kind of thing. It's Ivan would be having like his hand kind of on his shoulder like thanks and you know okay thank you know. But maybe that like is a way that I'm like inadvertently casting resistance, which gives a D4 to spell saves. I mean, like not saving throws and stuff like that.
You didn't do the best job of sneaking away there, friend.
I did not.
No. We knew where you went.
Yeah, but subtle spell means he doesn't have somatic or components to use.
So his role for yours was a nat 1.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, shit. That's an epic fail on a big baddie.
Do I need to re-roll then? I rolled a 9, technically.
Does he have to roll a wild table?
You do have to roll a d20 for casting a spell. Yes, you do.
Wouldn't that guy have to as well?
He rolled would.
A 13.
Suddenly, 13. Volt roll fireball, everyone dies.
Don't manifest.
Thank you for everybody, you know, working together to keep me alive.
Oh, yeah. Bro, you're my cousin. I'm going to keep you alive.
Man, very much appreciated. I'm so glad I was there to help you.
Okay.
With Bramble's bountiful luck, you would have gotten another roll.
Jeez.
So yeah, a roll, and then on that new roll, you get it out of D4.
Okay, I'll do it anyway, as well.
Yeah, you might get a natural 20.
That's 20.
Oh.
What are you... Fuck. All right. Detect thoughts, right?
Give me every bit of info as well.
As I leveled up and learned new spells. Okay, so...
Is this the 24 or the 14? The old one or the new one?
This is the new one. I rolled the nat 20 on the reroll.
Okay.
Yeah. Every one creature you see within 30 feet of yourself, or one creature, which would be him, I've detected with the sun's thoughts. You learn what is most on the target's mind right now, essentially. And as an action on my next turn, I can try to probe deeper. If I roll deeper, that's when he makes a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, I deserve his reasoning, emotions, or something that looms large in his mind.
The biggest thing that you get from this is that one is talking about the kobold. We need the kobold.
They really want Faffel.
The kobold could be the key to, how does he word it, or how does he think it? The keybald is the key to...
The keybald. I love that. Like the Kingdom Hearts level shit. It's like, Apple is now the keybald.
The kobold could be the key to making this work.
We ball. Can I dig a little deeper on what this exactly is?
With a natural 20, I would say... You would hear him say, or you would read that it is a reawakening magic. There is some kind of ritual they are trying to do. And they need Flaffle's essence.
Ooh. I'm completely fine with stopping while I'm ahead.
Yep.
Just a bunch of maze of thoughts and stories inside fucking Shookashack.
Guys, just the in there. Perfect gift to get him for Christmas.
There you go. With that being done, and he did fail, so
somehow there's a minotaur inside Shookashack's head chasing him around.
What is this voice?
The voice comes from the individual again and says, "Bring the kobolds to the keepers, and you will be spared."
Ha! That chance, weirdo. No, you ain't getting our kobold. He may be crazy as shit, but I'll promise you this. By the end of this, you're probably going to be blown up by him.
Is that so?
Oh, I can almost assure it.
Very well. The head then turns 360 degrees slowly.
Wait, could I possibly boot this person out with a lesser restoration?
I would say give me a religion check.
Can I, I want to give the help action because that's actually a spell that is imbued in my sword. So I want to give the help action to that.
Okay.
All right. I'm also pop a guidance on this. So, with advantage. Yeah. That is a natural 20.
Let's fucking go.
I just full on, like, I don't know if any of you have played like Warframe, but like with the operators, when they do that little void blast thing, I'm just like, bam, be gone.
It is almost as if stars start to shoot through this individual as you reach your hands out and the head begins to turn. It is as if this black aura comes out of the creature's or of the individual's mouth.
As it does, I'm just going to say with Kazad kind of standing next to me, I'm looking over to him with a bit of a smile as something has changed with Kazad in the last few days, but I'm going to say you're not even strong enough to stop me from stopping you to kill someone. What makes you think that you could ever stop Flaffle? And then kind of throw the shadow.
Shadow goes up, and as it dissipates, what's left is just a purple smiley face staring down. And then that dissipates as well.
Well, we now kind of have an idea of who the big bad is around here.
At that point...
Speaking of, where is Flaffle?
You see, climbing up over the wall, or out of the tunnel, Flaffle.
Ivan will run over to make sure he's okay.
It'd be right here. But yeah, you and Droki.
Ivan kind of follows, but he stands back at a distance a little
bit. Flaffle, as he climbs up, would just kind of like move past everybody, like back to the tavern right now. We'll talk there. We're not talking here. Tavern, as he continues to move towards the tavern that they were at earlier.
Warden is still shut down.
Gazad just kind of nods at Flaffle. This doesn't seem like the same kobold that just ran off a little while ago, so he's gonna go up to Warden. He's gonna like put a hand on Warden and kind of shake their shoulder to see if he can get them to like reinitialize.
Hey, DM, I hate to do this, but I gotta stick to the game. That was a spell.
D20.
Five.
You are okay, just barely.
But, yep, Ivan will walk over and kind of like knock on the forehead of Warden. Anyone
it's
home?
Hollow.
Ding, ding, ding. Hello?
Her lights are still off. Though, if you continue to knock on her, you notice that the sound does not resonate within her chest.
There's a little tiny rat folk inside there piloting this big robot. I'm just, like, sitting there kind of trying to wake it up. I've seen her do kind of like some radiant stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could I possibly think to maybe like my character's brain is like, well, maybe if I use some of my radiant energy, I could jolt her awake. And I'm going to place my hands on the chest of Warden and go, arise, and blast Word of Radiance into her.
Okay, Song Junwoo.
With 8 radiant damage. It's actually a pretty high roll for that.
Okay. Does anything happen?
She does flicker back on. But instead of red or blue, she is now purple.
Oh god, I broke her. I broke her! Let's go. I'm just gonna start pushing. Let's go. I promise we'll fix you. I've never seen purple. I don't know what purple is, but we'll go.
Where are we going?
And
as she talks, her voice is dual-toned.
Oh god, I really broke her.
She has the slightly robotic, but also the noble-esque feminine voice is over it as well.
I've confused her. She doesn't know who she is anymore. Is she an it? Is she a her? She doesn't know, but it's okay. Sugar Shack, help me push this thing back to the tavern.
He goes up and
move on our own.
Yeah, but I don't know where you. I don't think you know where you are or who you are right now. So we're just gonna help you.
All right, sure. Sugar Shack throws one of her arms over his shoulder and just like sort of helps her along, I guess.
This big robot being carried by 2 very skinny people.
Okay. Does everyone go to the tavern?
Yeah.
Okay. Bagley, can we pause for just a second while I get everything set up? And I do actually need to run to the restroom real quick, so I will be right back. Oh, here you go. And
thank you.
Takes a bottle, pours a little bit into a glass, and gives it to you.
Flaffle would then take that and go sit probably back here. Yeah, he'd probably sit up on this one chair back here. Okay. And just kind of like swirl it around for a second, take a sip.
All right, here's the tavern. Are you pretty sure you can find the rest of your way?
Izzad's going to look around and he's going to find the rest of the party and he's going to head over that way.
Okay.
Warden follows just slowly, like each step is a fight.
Champra pipes up, looking at Flaffle, swirling the wine in his glass, and goes,
I already know the answer to this, but are you okay? What happened?
Flaffle just kind of sitting there just kind of like biting the outside of his lip, staring down inside the glass before taking all of it down and setting the glass down on the table in front of him. Lets out kind of a breath. I need your
help. Wait, what?
But I feel like we have to discuss things before I can ask for that.
Okay.
So I would ask that all of you, I know you all have certain feelings towards me, and I have certain feelings towards you, but I can't keep this facade on anymore, and I actually need, and he kind of struggles with this part, help. I'm going to be honest, I've been trying to get rid of all of you since we got here. I have been using all of you since that prison. I've played a fool. I've played a jester. It's easier to be the moron than it is to be the smartest man in the room. And I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm not trying to insult any of your intelligence. It is just the facts. It is a curse. Knowledge. And I find it easier for people to just think I'm dumb or crazy. And maybe I am. Crazy, that is. But I'm used to doing these things by myself. I had every intention of getting into Mantle Baranzen and doing some kind of damage, something enough. And that's when I was caught. I don't know the rest of your stories. We never discussed it, but that's neither here nor there. The point is, I'm a solitary creature. I have been since I was a child, since before I knew Shampra. And Shampra, I appreciate and everything you've done for me in the past and now, but I'm not the same kobold you remember. I have learned and explored and experienced so much down here. And I know all of you think me a child. I've put on that act. But the fact is, I have learned more in my 11 years than any kobold will ever learn if they were to live to see old age, which does not happen. Point is, I've seen things today that I can't excuse, that I can't let go. And he kind of slams his fist down, and I can't fix by myself. And so think of this as a do-over of sorts. Hi, I'm Flaffle Kissy Kissy. And I need your help fixing this mess.
Ivan will stand up and walk over, seeing how they just had some issues not long ago. Flaffle, I've never really thought that you were stupid. I actually just recently wrote a really big check with my mouth to a shadowy guy from the Keepers of the Flames talking you up.
The second you say Keeper of the Flames, you see him tense up and just grit teeth again.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, yeah, you fooled me thinking that you were crazy and childish and a little dumb, but I never really thought you were dumb. You know too much and get out of problems too quickly to be dumb. But I'll help you.
I'm going to be honest with you. Up until recently, I hated.
That's fine. You wouldn't be the first person.
No, I need to get this off my chest. Otherwise, I'm going to let it continue to fester, and it's going to affect me. And this. And I need this to work. But back in that jail cell, I didn't hate you because you sold those two off. I didn't hate you for making that choice. I hated you because you were me. I have sent so many to their death, sold them without a thought for my own gain and nothing more. I tell myself these things have to be done. I don't do them out of cruelty. I don't do them out of a sick joke or even selfishness. I do them because it has to be done. And no one else will make those choices because everyone else is held back by morality. But seeing that in that cell, it's different when you're not the one making the call. It's different when you're the one standing by the wayside and you see it firsthand. Look, I'm not down here to just destroy Mansell Branston. It's not about that for me. It is about stopping the oppression. I came from underneath a dragon who I watched kill countless brothers, sisters, family members of mine, and innocence galore. The reason I know Thunder Chow is because I worked underneath his brother. I've never met him personally. I've just heard the story. And I did what I had to take care of that. And he kind of pauses for a second, kind of staring off as if like lost in a moment before snapping back. And Khazad will... He kind of stops for a second. And you can tell he is showing irritation. We'll discuss things later. But I need to let that go because, like I said, I need your help and I'm getting to it. I just need to get this out of the way.
Izzat just nods. He's not saying anything. He's letting Flaffle say everything that Flaffle needs to say right now.
Flaffle just kind of looks over and nods. But I will throw this out there. I'm a grown-ass man by Cobalt standards. I am mature. And I really need you guys to stop holding me against my will. But I haven't said anything, so how would you know? But going forward, just know I restrain myself a lot of the time. And Khazad, this is not a threat. This is just me being honest that if I gave into my base instincts, I would have popped these two beads off of this necklace and dropped them down your armor and just let things be as they were. And I restrain myself from these things because I can't give into those instincts or I am just another kobold. Weak and powerless underneath the boot heel of someone else. And that, getting back to it, is why Mansell Branston has to fall. It's why your society has to fall, because oppression cannot continue to exist here. This is the Underdark. I've seen the laws and the civilization on the surface, and I understand you all want to get up there, but it's no different. It's worse. Down here, there's a freedom that you just don't understand. You don't cherish because you don't know what it's like up top. I'm a kobold. I'm not allowed into towns or cities. Up there, you're drow. You wouldn't be either. So, if you still want to go up there and try to carve out a life for yourself, go. But if you want to stay down here and help me make this place what it could become, then stick around and we need to figure out a plan.
Champra and all 12 of his lizards are bawling.
As long as we got everything off our chests and everything like that, then yeah, I'll help you. I'll help you with this, and I'll help you with Men's Brands, and just promise me that when we see that the guy who I wrote that check with my mouth, you blow him up.
We're going to do more than
good. Then
So I don't know what you guys have seen. And he kind of looks over at Droki at this point.
Droki is pale-faced, just staring into the ground.
Probably nothing that you've seen. Especially looking over at that guy.
I would hope not.
But I will help you. I would have always helped you.
Thank you.
Zod looks at Flapple and he asks him, what did you see?
He lets out a long breath and looks back over at the bartender. Could I get another glass, please?
Can we just get the bottle?
She takes the bottle, puts it on a tray, walks it over, says, looks like you guys need this, and puts it down and kind of goes into the back room.
Thank you. And Flaffle pours another glass and sets the bottle down, kind of sips it for a second, gets a little whiff, goes, eh. Before knocking it back. So, I'm guessing you had your own run-in with the keeper of the...
Yeah, they possessed the commander and tried to kill her. Her? Him?
Her.
Her. But we were able to stop that. However, they were pretty adamant about wanting you.
Well, they'll get me. I'll see to that. Do you guys know what the cleft districts are?
No, I've never been here.
Neither have I until today. I have just
Jack would know.
Read many different journals, books, etc. I know about the basic layout and the basic culture here, but I know nothing about the city itself. So imagine my surprise when I go to one end of the cleft district, because my plan was to seal off the Whirlstone tunnels and anything down there until we could deal with what we needed to deal with. The reason I was adamant about that over the king is if we were to go after the king first, then that gives awareness to the keep who are the problem here. And we will deal with whatever is going on with. We just need to figure out everything that's going on here first. But down there, I don't know exactly what's happening, and I'm not going to put you on the spot right now, Droki. But Droki was evacuating people. Those two giants, I saw them run through and begin to carve out the tunnel that I'm sure is what ended back there. And I didn't fight because there was no reason. I instead ran to the other side to seal off the other end of the tunnel until Droki could get everyone out. But that side, you see kind of his face start to twitch a bit more and kind of like a little bit of tear well up one of his eyes before he quickly wipes it away.
Droki would put his hand on your shoulder at that point.
And he kind of like shudders real quick at it, like kind of like scared. They are committing atrocities down here.
Yeah.
That I never thought possible. And I have thought of some awful things. I have seen some awful things. But tearing people limb from limb, tearing flesh and making amalgamations out of them, forcing some kind of magic that I can't begin to understand into it, seeing the still living remains of Thunder Chow being ripped apart while he is still alive, while they continue this madness of there. But there... only a part of this. There's something else going on behind it. That is whatever this smiling visage is. And that is what we need to figure out. And that is what we need to get rid of. Along with the Keepers of the Flame, because that From everything I've read, is something that has long since needed to be done away with. That's why I wanted to come here to talk Chunderchild into just taking over the city and ruling as a dragon should. Not because a dragon needs to be in charge, but if I'm being honest, it's because no one really questions it, and I was kind of hoping he'd be easy to manipulate.
Kazad very slowly, very quietly walks over to Flaffle, kneels down, and puts a hand on his shoulder. He says, "Flaffle Kissy Kissy, my name is Kazadon Doerden of House Doerden, and if by my life or my death I can help you, I will."
Thank you. He kind of reaches out his hand for a shake.
He shakes your hand and he stands up and he steps back.
You guys hear a little bit of a commotion from Warden. One side of her faceplate is now red. The other side is blue. And the red side seems to be holding the blue side back from going after Kazad.
Oh, great. I broke the robot more than I thought.
What's wrong with Warden?
He shut down. She's kind of been kind of doing this blue-red thing, and then she shut down, and I kind of zapped her back, and she was purple. I don't know what purple means, but the robot's gone haywire.
Is there phase rust inside the tavern?
No.
You're okay. Really smart, right, Fleffel? Can you fix that?
Maybe. I'm going to be honest. I'm still fascinated by Warden for the simple fact of that is an empty shell housing a soul.
Yeah, it seemed to kick on when I used the, like, radiant magic. So it's got to be divine in some way.
Kind of, like, walks over to Warden cautiously.
You hear her arguing with herself. You hear the normal robotic side of her saying that this is not the place, this is not his time. And a more feminine, noble voice is saying, "His family killed mine." Just over and over again.
Flaffle just kind of walks over and puts his hand on, like, your leg, because Flaffle's a tiny little thing. Hey, Warden. How's it going?
She does not seem to notice your presence.
He also is casting Identify as he is talking.
Identify?
Yeah. And he's just trying to, like, just keep small talk going. Just very simple little questions. Like, how have things been? Are you okay down here?
She is still simply arguing with herself.
Okay. And Flava just calmly shakes his hand and continues to hold his hand there.
Too far away to hear that.
How loud would be saying that? Pretty loud or softly?
The red side is not as loud when that side talks, but the other one is almost shouting.
Okay, so he heard her say that my family killed her family.
Yes.
He's going to walk up to her and he's going to look at the blue side and he's going to say, "Who are you?"
You feel the blue side start to focus on you. And she starts saying, "I am." And then she shuts off, flickers back to red, and says, "I am Warden."
He looks at the red and he goes, no, let me speak to the other one.
Has a minute passed by this point?
At this point, yes.
The second Flaffle hears that and the spell is complete, Flaffle backs up.
Identify. Goes off. And you understand that Warden is a vestige. An artifact.
Left backs away. He's kind of like looking down at his hand and kind of like rubbing his fingers together. And so, you know, like he felt some kind of like shock and he's like, what the fuck?
Do you let Cyandel out?
What?
Do you let Cyandel talk?
No. Warden looks at Khazad and says, no, she has not redeemed herself enough yet.
Can you hold that side back until we're done?
Yeah, I kind of feel like we should probably get all of this out. You know, Flaffle did that entire, like, emptying off his chest. Maybe we should empty the baggage that lurks inside the metal armor.
I'm going to be honest. We cannot proceed unless we are all ready to face what is to come.
And we can afford to have you freezing up again.
With that, we will end the session there.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.